Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today we're going to hear from Jill Vandevort at the Pella Visitor and Convention Bureau about the volunteer effort that's needed at the Iowa State Fair to promote Pella and attract some tourism into our area. All right, well, we're going to be talking about the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau stand at the Iowa State Fair. Tell us about what the stand is like.
Our Convention and Visitors Bureau has been positioned at the Varied Industries Building at the Iowa State Fair for a number of years now, and we're just simply there to promote Pella, to try to get those individual travelers that are walking around enjoying the fair to think about coming back to Pella or coming to see Pella for the first time. But we do utilize a lot of volunteers during that time frame. And if you'd like to be an ambassador and sell Pella and share Pella with all of those visitors at the Iowa State Fair, we'd really like to have your help.
And so what are those volunteers going to be doing?
Volunteers will actually just need to give us a call here at the Chamber Convention and Visitors Bureau office at 628-2626 and talk to us about sharing their volunteer options and dates. The State Fair does run Thursday, August 9 through Sunday, August 19, and we do have a number of shifts available yet. Shifts run from 9 to noon, noon to 3, 3 to 6, and 6 to 9 each day. So we have four shifts each day. They can let us know what they might be interested in, and because of their efforts, we would like to reward them with free passes to the fair. So we do need just two volunteers per shift, and each of you would be receiving complimentary gate passes then to this year's fair.
And at the fair, is that a good chance to get some people in Iowa who may not be going on a full fly out somewhere for a week vacation, but want to take a nice day trip somewhere?
It is, because, you know, more and more families are so busy even throughout the summer with their kids involved with sports and all types of extra activities, and it's hard for a family to locate a time in their summer schedule as well to do any kind of lengthy getaways. So we like to have them think about those staycations and those close neighboring communities that can offer them a getaway, whether it's recreation at the lake area or just enjoying our Thursdays in Pella or things that they can do right downtown here. But, you know, we're right here in central Iowa, so we could be a day trip or, you know, a 2 or 3 day getaway for them as well. So just reaching out to any age group and any audience and getting them to think about coming our direction.
Now, you can talk about the events and all the different sites that we have for sightseeing around Pella, but do personal stories from people help as well?
They do. Actually, we ran a few of those stories in our recent chamber news brief this week about comments from some of our visitors lately. Those comments actually came from more organized groups like the Model A group. The IGA event that was held at Boss Landon, as well as one of our recent motor coaches that was here during the festival. But as we all know, word of mouth is really the best way to sell an experience to someone else, to sell anything to anyone out there that's looking to have a place to stay and a place to go, a place to vacation, just to take a time out of their busy lives and enjoy it.
Dutch culture is probably something that you guys talk about there. Does anyone come wearing a Dutch costume to promote the town?
Well, we do encourage them to wear their costumes, but quite honestly, it's usually a pretty hot event, even though we're in air-conditioned Varied Industries buildings. So we perfectly understand if you do not wear your costume, but you will know it's Pella when you walk by our booth, because we do have our giant yellow wooden shoes for kids to take their photo in, or adults too as well, obviously. But this year we want to do a few different things in our booth. On occasion we'll bring up a tall windmill, we'll bring some wooden tulips, but just things that really draw people to Pella, to the Pella booth, so people know who we are and what we're all about. So we do emphasize our culture within our booth display.
So a great opportunity to get some tickets for the fair and have a place that's air-conditioned to get out of the heat while you're there as well. One more time, how can people contact you to get involved with this?
If they would just contact Jill at the Pella Convention Visitors Bureau, located in the Chamber office at 628-2626. And again, we have 4 shifts per day. They're just 3-hour shifts, and you will get your complimentary passes in return for being an ambassador and selling Pella to others.
All right. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Jill Vandevort at the Pella Visitors and Convention Bureau about a volunteer effort that's needed at the Iowa State Fair to attract tourism into the area and talk about the benefits of visiting Pella. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.